USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump making the economy the centerpiece of his 2020 reelection and is talking about economic strength, despite the fact some economists talking about a recession. Now, the president presenting the Medal of Freedom to NBA legend Bob Cousy at the White House. After this ceremony, the president telling reporters,
"The job numbers have been really good."
The CEO of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne, resigns after disclosing a romantic relationship with a Russian agent. Byrne, a guest on Bulls and Bears on Fox Business.
"I took some orders that seemed a little fishy. In 2015, 2016, last summer watching television, I figured out the name of who sent me the orders, and this has all now been confirmed to me. The name of the man who sent me the orders was a guy named Peter Strzok." Got it? Capiche?
Yeah.
"So this is going to be quite a whirlwind."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the road visiting the Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland in Ottawa. Pompeo stressing the need to ratify a new trade agreement.
"Politics cannot, indeed must not, get in the way of this monumental achievement for either of our nations."
And the Canadian Foreign Minister telling reporters,
"As we both move forward in ratifying the new NAFTA, Canadians and Americans will continue to benefit from our unique and profitable economic relationship."
Vermont Senator Independent Bernie Sanders talking climate change after visiting areas in Northern California damaged by raging wildfires.
"Donald Trump says that climate change is a hoax. Donald Trump is dangerously, dangerously wrong."
And a mixed bag on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 49.5 points to close at 26,252. The NASDAQ down almost 29 points. The S&P 500 down a point and a half. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The pilot of a small plane that crashes in the water near San Francisco, California this week insists it was not a stunt. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The 34-year-old self-professed thrill seeker, whose stunts have often gone viral and have sometimes put him in trouble with authorities, says a Tuesday plane crash off San Francisco was not a stunt. David Lesh and a woman passenger video recorded the crash and the subsequent sinking of that small plane. A friend had been flying a second plane beside them and called the Coast Guard, which rescued Lesh and the woman. Asked on Thursday about online speculation that it was all another attention-grabbing stunt, Lesh noted he had just bought the plane for over $200,000 and spent $40,000 more on upgrades, telling the Associated Press anyone who believed he would spend that much money on a plane just to sink it must have lost their mind. He's blaming bad fuel for the engine problems that he says caused the crash. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence talking about the Trump economy. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
On Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence was visiting South Jordan, Utah to discuss the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Pence says the American economy is booming and President Trump has delivered on his campaign promises. Pence also says the unemployment rate is at an all-time low.
Businesses large and small have created 6.2 million new jobs, including 125,000 new jobs right here in the state of Utah.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.